this week was they made Kit Kats.
8:30 on the clock. Let's call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall behind the press. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. Next on the agenda is approve or disapprove the agendas presented.
I would so move.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Vote.
All over the place.
Oh. Mr. Byers.
7-0 to approve. Next, approval of or disapproval of minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move the minutes to be approved.
By Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to the Board of Equalization. Seeing none, if they come in while we're still meeting, we'll take to them then. Patty.
It's been pretty quiet. Don't have much for you guys today. It's going to rain. Or it is going to
really?
Rain. More.
It's pretty good.
Hey, you know what? It sprinkled when I came in.
I think the sun may come up in the east today, too.
It was pouring. It's going to what?
The sun may come up in the east today as well.
Maybe. No, we're working on our stats now from the state. We kind of got ourselves in, so we're looking at farm ground. We're going to have to be up in Cortland a little bit. We'll be doing some appraisal work over there. And then also the rural acreages, those are out of line. They're too low. So I'm going to have to go through and do some of those. So that means it indicates that some of the cells are picking up a little bit. So, but we just have to look at those, and that's basically what Daryl and my staff are doing now. So. Any questions for me? Yeah.
Yeah. Good question. Valuations in December?
That's your tax statement.
That's your tax statement in December. Valuations are next
I'm getting
spring.
Until March.
Until March, okay.
Yeah, so we'll just keep everybody happy till March. So, they won't be happy in December, but.
Oh, well, I see nationally and statewide, you know, obviously residential is going up by, 12% so
far. What they said.
So I think it's just still all over the place. I mean, you see a house that'll sell for in the 70s that we have valued at 40. And then the next time, there's an acreage, I believe, south that sold for a pretty good price from what I'm hearing. So I'm anxious to see if that comes through. So it's still kind of everywhere. I mean, the market is just, it's crazy. So. But we have to do the best we can to try to interpret what's really going on. So I think the foreclosures are slowing down a little bit. So
it
appears anyway. So, but that's kind of all I have for you guys.
Question regarding the tax review committee commission that finished up their meetings across the state. One of the things that was brought up was a desire to lower ag land valuation. And I visited with a couple neighboring counties of whose ag land valuation is 90-some% of their valuation in their county. What is there any discussion, any numbers that, you know, obviously there's nothing written down now, but I think we're talking as low as 65% valuation?
It's 69-74 right now. I think they were talking about going to 65.
Right.
What do you mean by 90% when you say?
Of their total valuation.
In some counties,
ours is, I think, 70% of our valuation in Gage County comes from non-cities and municipalities. And so I just
legislation, though, I don't believe has done anything. So I go to a meeting next week, and we have a lot of legislative things to discuss as assessors. We kind of pick out the bills that affect what we think, you know, is our group of people. So as far as I know, that one hasn't come out of committee or hasn't gone anywhere,
I'm hoping whatever NACO meeting is any of us go to, we need to let Dix know very clearly the negative effect. It's just like taking away inheritance tax. I mean, this would put such a load on residential that I can't.
Was what conversations are out there in your assessors group?
You know, I don't know that we have one gal on the assessor's board that really goes and testifies. And like I said, we're going to talk a lot about the bills that have come up this last year with her on next week's meeting. You know, I think there's a mixed mixed bag. I mean, some probably are for it, some are against it. But it does do a shift. I mean, that's basically what happens. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think anybody's probably going to really come out and say one way or another right now.
I just was curious if there was any feedback based on the comments that were made in some of those. You hear some spots and stuff on the radio and just
I do find it very interesting, though, that we have a three-year rolling sales on the ag land, and the 1 year that dropped off and the new year that came on. If we left that 1 year that dropped off and the new year that came on, we would almost be there. But when you take 1 year off and that's the oldest year and you put the newest year on, then our ratio drops down into the 50s. And we have to be at 69. So now, with that being said, I have to go through a lot of things. We call people. We do some sales verification. Like I think Myron knows, I called him before on a sale. We have to call and find out, you know, what transpired here. You know, we try to get as much as we can about the sale so we know. Because before you throw those out and call them a bad sale, you've got to have some good comments and some good reasoning to do that. Everything's considered a good sale unless you have some documentation. So,
what we call an arm's length transaction. It needs to be arm's length in order to be justified.
But I was excited until I saw the new year came on, and then I was like, oh. So, And that doesn't mean, you know, it's going to be 27%, but I was hoping that we would get it last year with as much as we did have to increase it. I was hoping the ratio would look better than what it did. It doesn't, so. But we'll see.
Questions for Patty?
You realize Lenhart might be back in here again and visit with us.
We got Lenhart calmed down. I get Lenhart calmed down pretty good. So, you know, and honestly, people have been really, I mean, for what I remember a few years back when we had a boardroom full of people, I don't know how I survived those days, but when we had a boardroom full of people, I think there's a real understanding because, you know, it shows in the protest, it shows in, you know, and hopefully the prices stay up there for the farmer and stuff so that we don't have, you know, if things go south or if things, you know, then it becomes more of an issue. But quite honestly, I have not had been yelled at that much. Well, that's a good thing.
No physical attacks?
No. You know, usually they start a little huffy, but, you know, I can usually, you know, get them calmed down, and they understand it. I mean, a lot of it's just communication. Come in and talk, and let's pull your card, and let's compare your neighbors to this neighbor's. You may have a class four, so well, you may have class ones, or vice versa. I mean, a lot of it's just information. And so a lot of them have done that. They don't like it, but, you know, I took an oath of office that I follow the law, so there's probably lots of things a lot of us don't like, but, you know, you have to do what you have to do, so. And so, on that regard, I have to say that they've been very good at understanding, you know, in the last couple of years, and I think it's shown in the protests even, so, because we haven't had very many farm ground, protests, yeah. So communication is key as far as that goes, so.
Patty and her staff have been very good about making sure they have good relationships with people in the county, and when they need information, they share it, and they're very transparent, and it really, really is showing.
And Daryl's a really good, you know, he goes right out there if somebody has a problem. He's not so much in the ag. We're in the commercial side of it. But, you know, we're looking at commercial big time this year, too, because we've got a lot of buildings that are empty. And, you know, what are those worth? I mean, that's a big thing for this county. I mean, the biodiesel, I mean, it still is, to my knowledge, isn't doing anything, so.
There was activity there the other day.
But I don't think it's up, but, you know.
No, it's not.
And that's the whole thing, you know. What is a vacant building that no longer has a business in it? You know, you've kind of got to come to the conclusion of what Alco's vacant now. And so we'll just have to work through those issues and see what we can do.
You can go and try and rent those buildings, and you'll find out what they think they're worth.
Well, I know. But as you still see, they're empty. So there's some challenges, but I think, you know, we'll make it through everything. So
All right. Anything else for Patty? All right. Seeing none, we'll adjourn Board of Equalization at 8:40.